So this message is mainly for Californians, but, you know, you're not in California. You should probably listen to this anyway. As you know, Texas has redrawn congressional maps so that they're able to take 5 more seats in the House. And when I say they, I mean the Republicans, conservatives, however you want to label. So now California is going to try to do the same thing, except this time this is something that we, the voters in California, are going to have to actually vote on to say, yes, we're going to allow this, or no, we're not going to. I'm going to try to get ahead of the pearl clutching that's going to happen, where you're going to get some Californians who are going to say, oh no, we shouldn't do this, we should not redraw the maps, we can't do as bad as Texas, or whatever. And I get it. I understand that this is possibly through some kind of, like not wanting to give up our moral standing as people, I guess. I don't want to say as liberals, because we're not liberal. But I do want to say that when the vote for us to redraw the maps here in California come up, and you have to decide whether you're going to vote for it or not, a few things to keep in mind. First, Republicans tried to block the vote from happening, and they, you know, sued in the Supreme Court. They were told that they don't have standing in order to, stop California from putting the vote out. Not even redistricting, just putting the vote out. Why would Republicans sue to try to prevent us from being able to vote on this? It's because they know that the whole point of Texas's redistricting is to get an unfair advantage in the upcoming midterm election. They understand that the purpose of it is to subvert the will of the voters, and really, literally for no other reason. Like, even in an interview, when Republicans were asked about, hey, why are you doing a mid-century redistricting before the census? Their answer was to fulfill Donald Trump's plan. Like, that is it. There's no other reason for it. It's to help have that happen. Second, the point of doing this kind of redistricting is just to make sure that we get the same 5 seats that we have lost in Texas and disenfranchised a, actually, generally speaking, purple state from having any voice at all. In California, we have something like a 45 to 25% Democrat-Republican, like, party registration. So in California's 52 House seats, there are approximately 17% of those seats are taken by Republicans. That is in comparison to the 25-ish% of people who are actually registered Republicans. And given that California actually has a few more like liberal-ish Republican people out there, this 17% of the representation doesn't actually seem too bad, because remember, there's quite a few Never Trumpers in the Republican caucus here in California. By contrast, 31% of the 32-35 seats that Texas has in the Congress are represented by Democrats. However, the state is actually 46% Democratic. As in, like, it has a much larger share of Democrat-registered voters than Republican voters, which I think is about 34-36%, something like that. So, not only are current policies disenfranchising Democratic voters because of the number of voters that exist, in Texas, there are actually less representation than the actual number of registered Democratic voters. But now Greg Abbott has made it so that they're going to take away even 5 more House seats. And these are seats from primarily, districts of color. So if you aren't convinced by the fact that Republicans are doing it for absolutely no good reason, like, other than to disenfranchise voices, or that currently, in terms of how fair it is in California compared to how fair it is in district for proportional numbers of people who are registered to a particular party, and how much of representation they actually get in Congress, I think the most compelling reason is for you to remember that this type of, oh, I am not going to vote for someone because of some moral high ground that I'm living in right now, that is how we got to where we're here at now. like, that's the reason. When there was a decision to say, by moral high ground, I do not think I can vote for Kamala Harris because she's going to do just as bad of a job as Donald Trump is going to. I can probably safely say that that's objectively not true. I do not believe Kamala Harris or you know, the Democrats would have continue to incite wars out in Palestine and in Ukraine for absolutely no reason. I do not believe that she would have done anything actually more productive, but at least she wouldn't be having her representation out in the UN vote against, you know, either sanctioning or condemning the actions of Netanyahu and Putin. I also don't think that our economy, and this is for those like, you know, I voted for the economy people, I don't think our economy would be in as shit state as humanly possible. I myself am trying to like sell my house at some point, and I actually had to rush my timeline because I do not think my house is going to keep its value for very much longer because I know the bubble is going to burst soon. No is actually not true. I don't know that's going to happen, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I'm not sure this is going to reach anybody that's going to disagree with me. And I mean this as in like, you know, liberal-leaning people. If you were conservative and you voted for Donald Trump, like, you're not going to agree with me anyway. But if you're a liberal, or at least you say you're a liberal, and you vote Democratic, and you disagree with the idea of doing this, I really hope that this at least gives you something to think about. I'm not going to say you should go do it, because you should, but I am going to say that, you know, take into consideration that Abbott's doing something that's going to make what's already unfair for Texas Democrats even more unfair, but that the entire point of this exercise was to subvert the will of the voters, and trying to evening out, given the situation that we're in, might be the only solution that we have.